January 31st, 2023, Havcast 403, episode 403, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? A Florida OnlyFans model is suing her local school district, saying sexually explicit images of her were shared among staff at her children's school. I don't know why there's always some odd correlation between OnlyFans and school faculty. But you're not a star until your content is being passed around the educational system. A Florida OnlyFans model is suing her local school district, saying sexually explicit images of her were shared among staff at her children's school. Victoria Treese, 31, is seeking damages from Orange County Public Schools, citing cyber harassment and invasion of privacy, a complaint filed Tuesday says. If this woman made a conscious decision to make her money creating OnlyFans content, it's not illegal. More power to her. But the level of notoriety that you need to be largely successful in that line of work is going to bring some bad looks. It's going to bring some negative comments, especially when somebody's wife or somebody's husband might be subscribed to your page. According to the complaint, Treese displays sexually explicit images on her OnlyFans site. Really? I thought she was giving knitting classes, but reasonably expected these images would not be shared with teachers, principals, and school district staff. What do you mean reasonably expected? Teachers, principals, and school staff is half her fan base. They were swapping her photos like baseball cards. As a result of the dissemination of the images, Treese has suffered shame, humiliation, mental anguish, hurt feelings, and aggravation. Really? The complaint says, if I could sue people for aggravation, a lot of you would be getting letters in the mail tomorrow. Should she be shamed for what she does? No, but it comes with the territory. And if you live in a small town, it's only a matter of time before some stimulated person trolling the internet sees your photo and tells everybody. Orange County Public Schools didn't respond to a request for comment from Insider. A spokesperson for the district told other media it doesn't comment on pending litigation. Fair enough. The complaint says Treese had been an active volunteer at Orange County Schools for 5 years. It says that in October 2021, she was instructed by the principal of Sand Lake Elementary School, which her children attend, that she could no longer be around children on school grounds. And that's where she's going to make her case and really put the screws to them, because they're treating her like she's a sex offender, when in all actuality, whether you like it or not, whether you appreciate it or not, OnlyFans is a legitimate business. She's not doing anything illegal, and she's not targeting children. These instructions came from the Orange County Public School Board, the complaint says, adding that the action had harmed her right to attend functions with her children on district property and thereby caused losses to her. Cash grab. How many moms were really going to let her bring cupcakes to the bake sale, not knowing if she used any of those utensils in some of her productions? The complaint says Treese is seeking damages in excess of $50,000 and has requested a trial by jury. It's the second time Treese has launched legal action against the district. Trying their chin, she definitely has a case to be made. Judge Petra Brownlee dismissed the first lawsuit in March 2022, saying Treese didn't show a clear legal right to participate in the volunteering program. When contacted for comment, Treese referred Insider to her lawyer, who didn't immediately respond. Next up, Vera Liddell allegedly stole $1.5 million in chicken wings from Illinois schools. They said it like she robbed the cartel Gus Spring from Los Pollos Hermanos. This is not the way to get ready for the Super Bowl. Damn it, New York Post, the food service director of an impoverished Illinois school district was charged with stealing $1.5 million of food, most of which was chicken wings. Vera Liddell 66, alleging began stealing from the Harvey School District during the height of COVID-19, local TV station WGN reported. Think about the math. $1.5 million in raw, uncut chicken wings hit every block in a tri-state area where they're broken down, they're cooked, then they're redistributed at a street value of about $6 million. It's going to hit these corners harder than crack. The station reported that Liddell ordered more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings for the district with school funds, but took all the poultry for herself. Nobody asked any questions. The food was never brought to the school or provided to the students. Forget them kids, court records claimed. Prosecutors alleged she started stealing while students were learning remotely, but the district was still providing meals available for pickup. She just went full Scarface. Welcome to the limit. The limit. Not even flying under the radar and take two or three for every 10 that she ordered. No, I want them all, and I want them not at the school. I want them here. It's unclear what happened to the tens of thousands of pounds of chicken wings. Local news did not report the day of her arrest. They might not know what she did with the chicken wings, but I know what I would have done. I would have sold some, I would have kept some, I would have gave some away. And let's not get it confused, she could have easily traded some for things of value. The alleged scheme was apparently uncovered when the district manager conducted a routine audit in January 2022 and found food costs were $300,000 over budget. Just halfway through the school year, according to CBS News. That district manager probably pooped his pants and crunched them numbers 50 times. All the wing vault is empty, buddy. Ring the alarm. The auditor discovered individual invoices signed by Liddell for massive quantities of chicken wings, an item that was never served to students because they contain bones. Prosecutors said the food service provider employees all knew Liddell by name. Due to the massive amount of chicken wings she would purchase, prosecutors said she was really the queen pin of chicken wings in Illinois. Liddell is currently being held in Cook County Jail on a $150,000 bond. That's a ridiculously high bail. It's not like she's a flight risk. What is she going to pay somebody to smuggle her out of the country in wings? Free Vera. Fun show, fun show, fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios. Free Vera.